Healing crystals, skincare routines, knitting a sweater, fitting in jeans. With Katie and Sarah, no need to worry, you're on a lady journey.
Hello and welcome to Lady Journey,
everybody.
Yeah, welcome
to Lady Journey.
I am so freaking thrilled. Friend,
yes, big
colleague.
Big gut.
Amazing writer, performer, Allison Leiby.
Hi.
You may have known her from her one-woman show, So Successful.
So Successful.
Another show about abortion.
Yeah.
With the inflection, which I think it was meant.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, oh God, a show about abortion.
Here we go again.
I also have to say, you're one of my good friends that I never see.
Yes, I feel that way.
Never see. It's the Brooklyn Queens dilemma.
The Brooklyn Queens dilemma. We just need to acknowledge we live in two different cities.
Yeah.
We just need to acknowledge that these are two different cities. Yes. And we meet in a middle city called Manhattan.
Yeah.
Which I saw someone on TikTok refer to Manhattan as Work Island.
That's what I love. Yes. I saw that too.
It is Work Island.
Work Island. You go there to work and then that's it.
Yeah. I'm living there right now. I'm in Manhattan.
Are
now.
You really?
I've been a Manhattan girly ever since we got a COVID what? Steal.
Ooh, I also am in a COVID steal apartment. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm now priced out of the neighborhood I live in if I ever chose to move.
Yes.
Have they jacked it up yet?
We're holding strong at 2,800.
Nice.
Which okay, is that's pretty good for
me. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We do want to come back to the outer boroughs because where we live is not a neighborhood
what
vibe.
You don't have to tell me where you live because obviously people can come find you. But what general part of Manhattan?
We're
upper,
in,
middle, lower?
I would say Kips Bay, which okay. really has more of the ethos of Murray Hill.
Yes.
So okay. it's a mm-hmm. young, mm-hmm. yuppie. Mm. There are some great coffee shops, but it's not like here in Astoria where
it's
you're
not
like
a neighborhood.
My bodega, my favorite restaurant, it's right there.
Yeah.
You know, so we like it because we like walking to shows. And that's the main thing that we love about
that's
it.
Why I live where I live, because I mostly perform at Littlefield, the Bell House, and Union Hall, and I can walk to all of them.
Yeah.
And so I just gave up on performing anywhere else.
That's a lovely neighborhood. It's Boreham Hill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
Park
I'm in
Slope.
Gowanus.
Oh, Gowanus.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's like, it depends on who you talk to, what street you're on, but like, it's all fine. I'm like, it's adult Brooklyn.
Yes.
I love that.
That's where
that.
The adults in Brooklyn live.
I love that area. I love that
it's
area.
So good.
Now, Allison, you were one of my first female friends that I met in comedy.
I was thinking you are definitely my first female friend I met like out in the scene.
Yes.
Was that at the mic? A Creek mic maybe perhaps?
No.
New York Comedy Club. Which they were brutal because this
brutal.
Was pre-ownership.
Was this like 4 p.m. in the afternoon kind of mic? Okay.
Yes.
I
didn't have a job. I
saw across the room the other woman.
Yes. We instantly made eye contact like...
Yeah, I was like, I'm watching out for you. Are you watching out for me?
No. Or like just mouthing, are you okay?
I just did a mic down the street the other day. It was me and one other woman. And it's just, hey, dude.
That has not changed.
No.
Huh? Wow.
It's one
it,
out
girls.
Of 20.
Yeah. Well, it's the perfect way to form female friendship when you're like, I guess it's us.
Literally forged in fire. Just like truly, like you have, you're like, I don't even, you could have murdered somebody. I would have been like, this is my girl. Like,
yeah, I will help you.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
I remember those mics really intensely. And I remember the day we met. There's so many people, like, I don't remember what day we met.
No.
You know?
I just think my friendships always occur if we keep meeting in the same place for like 6 years straight, then you are my friend.
Yes.
Are you like, our cycles have synced.
Yes. But I remember specifically because it like was early, like one of still like the first like mics that I was like going to.
Same.
And I remember seeing
Same.
You and being like, it's going to be okay.
I remember that era for me. There was also like a $3 bucket, some mm-hmm. kind of some mm-hmm. kind of bar mm-hmm. in Murray Hill area where there was every drink was $3. And the inside was just spray painting. And I remember
Monday nights.
Yeah.
Mondays and Tuesdays. Oh my
Mondays
God, why is
Tuesdays,
that still in my head?
And there was, this was an era, this was the early 2010s, like 2010, 2011, where like rape jokes were still funny in a way that people
Encouraged.
Were just kind of, you're one woman there and a guy is kind of joking about raping you. And you're like, well, I have some bits about my family. My family's mental illness. So I remember those days. And so it was profoundly important to see another woman and be like, hi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Do you also have jokes about Diet Coke?
Like, yeah.
And we did. Or at least I know I did. Still
but
do.
You're such a lady journeyer in that you're always going on these. You have fantastic food content that you do.
Yes.
I have to get into it with you and Jared Fried about these charcuterie boards.
Oh, yeah. The He's big into the boards. Yeah. I'm more of a snack spreader.
I love a spread. I love 18 small bowls.
I want a braise. I want a little of this. I want a little, like, I can't, like, my least favorite thing is going to a restaurant and being like, I will have this entree and that will be
and
what I
eat. And commit to it for the rest of the night.
I don't want a lot of anything. I want a lot of everything.
A little of everything.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very girl dinner. Very girl dinner.
Yes.
It's, I feel like early girl dinner, you know, pioneer.
Yes. I also feel like a spread is a really great place to socialize. You bond with somebody being like, you talk about the food. That's great.
Start ranking.
Stay away from that.
Yes. Exactly.
You form alliances. Yeah. With
I also think like my mom collects this dishware called Russell, like by this designer, Russell Wright. It's mid-century modern vintage.
Ooh.
She collects it. She had kind of a phase where I was like, is this a problem that we're going to have to deal with?
Yes.
But she has like 85 dinner plates. I'm like, they do these really good, all different colored little bowls. And so she started giving me a bunch. And
nice.
Like my aunt collected it. And so she gave it to me too. And so I have all this fancy like trays and small bowls.
That's
and I feel like that has been kind of dictating the way I'm eating because I'm like, I want to use all the bowls.
Exactly.
So I'm going to put a little, last night I had like a martini and took an edible and made a little snack spread. And I was like, I'm having the best night of my life alone with the cat.
It's a party. Oh,
it's perfect.
It's
now,
a party.
Say the name again of the designer.
Russell Wright.
Russell Wright.
I'm going to put it in the notes. Check out the blog.
Martha Stewart's a fan.
Put,
so I feel like.
That's huge.
That's huge.
You've been galvanized.
Yes.
Now, I'm a big fan of the snack spread, especially like watching a movie with a friend. Like, I'm a type of person, I never get Postmates, I never order in because the feeling confined to the choice of one dinner. Like, I love like a saag paneer or something, but just getting that and then only having that in rice.
Yeah.
I would
Indian
rather.
Indian food is for a group. You have to have enough people that you can order several things and everybody gets a little bit of everything.
Yes.
I know. And I tell myself, I'm saving money going to the grocery store. I'm not ordering out. Meanwhile, I'm getting $100 of, you know, the pub cheese.
Yeah. But like none of it makes a meal.
Yes,
so it's
nothing.
Not like functional for like later in the week.
Yeah. I'm just snacking away on my mini gherkins.
Yes.
Well, we'll have get together, like comic get together, some friends in Queens, and I'll do a spread. But a lot of times, especially if it's men, they're starving. They need a meal.
Men need a meal.
And
they're like, why wasn't there a large protein? Like, I don't know, because I'm not a
chicken.
Dinosaur?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, this is the meal.
This
How
is
are
the
you
meal?
Not full on this?
Just
I know.
Having a little snack. And then those people too, men will also come to your party and bring Doritos, which I love, but...
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place, and it's not... Now let's get into, I've got to get into your Hanukkah party.
You can.
I discovered it when I saw the New York Times article, which... perplexingly was actually about the resurgence of ice sculptures.
Yes.
I found. I was like, oh, I thought that was about your party. And I looked back, I was like, this is about ice sculptures.
It's about like, the ice sculptures and luges as like something that people are buying and bringing into their homes and like using in parties.
Is this what's the price range on this?
It is surprisingly not that expensive for what it is, which is an insane thing.
You would think it's like $1,000.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap, but so I got into it because my best friend Natasha Pickowitz is a pastry chef, and she's like a very like cool about town gal who does a lot of cool things.
Oh, I love her.
I know, she's fantastic. And she was doing a party where they were doing these like ice sculptures with fruit, and so she was doing kind of all of these like popsicles and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like, we should get an ice luge for Hanukkah. And
obviously.
I was like, yes, of course, my one-bedroom apartment. Like, I know exactly where to put it. Nope, there's nowhere good. There was, like, nowhere good to put it. And I was like, do we put it outside? It's like, we're not going to be outside. I have a terrace crack.
Go outside and check out my ice sculpture.
Yeah, it's like people will get stuck to it because it won't start melting because it's, like, 20 degrees outside.
Put your coat on.
Yeah, put on your coat and go take a shot of tequila out of something everybody's mouth has touched. A real post-COVID moment. So we were like, I wonder what it would be to like get one. And we found a place in Long Island that does them all in with delivery and the custom engraving and a multicolor LED light thing. Cause I was like,
I
need it to light and I need a lot of color options for that light.
Well, you need to see the detail.
Yes.
Because I had it say, it's like a double luge that said like Happy Hanukkah and then like had snowflakes on it and it was really deranged and they bring you the tub that it goes in. It was like $300.
Oh my God.
Which I'm like, I don't know,
amazing.
For such a like thing at a party.
Right? I've spent that on decorations that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you want a talking piece. Yes.
It was like everybody, like, even if people like didn't want to use it, it was just like, it's there. Also, like, if you stood near it, it was like cold.
Yeah.
It took so long to melt, and my friend was like, oh, that's because you keep your apartment so cold. Oh, that's hilarious. Like moving something from the freezer to the fridge.
Did you keep it until it melted?
I like, well, the thing is, it's in this big like bin, like shallow kind of tub, so as it melts, and then it drains into your sink.
Gotcha.
So as it's melting, there's like some water at the bottom that's all slowly draining out, but it got to a point where I went to bed. Or passed out, whatever.
It feels like this entity.
It was like kind of alive.
Yeah.
Like, it's another, like, figure in the apartment.
I wonder what it's doing right now.
I mean, honestly, I think about it all the time. But, like, I went to sleep or whatever, and it was, like, there was, like, water in the tub, but then also it had melted down. And when I woke up, it had melted down enough that it was no longer, it was so smooth that I couldn't, like, pick it up.
Yes.
Because it was, like,
wow.
Like, I was like, oh, I'll drop it. It's, like, slippery because it's, like, wet ice that's rounded now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the tub had, like, I wanted to put it in the tub, but, like, the tub had, so it was draining slowly. And so I had to kind of just, like, leave it there for another full day. And, like, pieces of it would kind of, like, fall off and, like, really startle me. And then eventually I got to the point where I could lift up the tub and I put it outside, and it took like another day to all fully melt. And
this
is
so wonderful.
And then I like
wonderful.
Had this tub and I had to like put it in my building's recycling area. It's just like a plastic tub. Like it's not anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you can
yeah.
recycle it. And I was just like, can you guys take this? They were like, what is this? I was like, I couldn't explain to you. They're like, no, we heard the party, so it's fine.
I love the aftermath. I love the aftermath.
Yeah, because nobody talks about what happens after the party leaves with an ice sculpture.
That's the thing.
It's and that's
like,
fascinating.
You really had to let it evolve.
Yes.
Into, let it run its course.
Its course. It had to kind of like become all of the things that it needed to become.
Yeah.
I was just like so evolving. Scared I was going to try and pick it up and then just like drop it on my floor and it would just shatter into a million wet pieces of ice. And I was like, there's just no coming back. I would have to move.
I always just picture it like eventually just like collecting cat hair.
Yes. Well, this was like pre-cat. So pre-cat. I don't think that he would have like handled that. And
also,
if I have another Hanukkah, I didn't have one this year because I was like, it's just too much. The holidays were becoming too much. And I was like, it's really hard to schedule something in December anyway. And I was like, let me take a beat and then regroup.
Revisit next year.
So next year I'm going to, and I'm like, I think I'm going to take the cat to a little kitty hotel and be like, you can come back when this is over.
Yeah.
Because like, you'll hate this.
Attacking the ice sculpture.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like it might lick it.
Yeah, I think he would actually love it, but I don't think he would love the party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I've now done the ice sculpture, ice luge. Like, what's leveling up this party?
You need a fondue. You gotta go fondue.
Fondue is interesting.
Although, can I just say, we've talked about the fondue water fountain.
No,
trashy.
I don't like the fountain. I like a classic, a 70s pot where you have the sticks and you're just like, I had fun for Christmas. I went to Lane Pichel and Julia Olson's place, and they had me and Lisa and Clark Jones over, and we did fondue, and like Lane's a very good cook and made it, and I was like, this is delightful.
Oh, I love that.
Fun.
And like I brought over all the stuff to dip in it, so I did like bread, I did roasted baby potatoes, which like in Gruyere fondue was very good, and like some like blanched broccoli, and then a bunch of crudité and like apples and stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was lovely. A spread.
Exactly.
You feel like you're in a little Swiss chalet.
Yes, now, very Swiss in Sunset Park.
When, what do you consider, or what thought do you put into with your spread? Because I still find perfecting the spread to be hard, where you're like, I find that sometimes I'm like, this is all cheese.
Well, I think like the variety is the thing, right?
Yes.
Like I like going salty and sweet. Like, let's throw some sweet on there.
Absolutely.
I grew up, our house and my grandmother's house always had little bowls of nuts and chocolate covered raisins all over the house for at any time if you needed one.
I love it.
And
I
do that too, but I'm like, well, I'm never far enough from the kitchen in my apartment to like not be able to access anything in the kitchen. But I still like, I have them like on the edge of my like kitchen counter, like to be like, you know, it's like the living room.
A little oasis.
And I'm just like, I'll have a raisinette.
Oh, I love raisinettes.
What are these?
A dark chocolate covered raisin and then like a little almond. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Oh, a snack.
But I feel like I think it gets like, I've gotten really into dips lately.
Okay.
Making some of my own. I like a tahini based dip.
Oh, okay. I love tahini.
I love like delicious. All things that go with tahini.
Yes.
So I've been trying to make like spicy tahini dip and then can have like veggies and pita chips, like as kind of a slight left from a hummus.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. A little something different.
Because like when people do hummus, they really just get, what is it? Sabra?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no Sabra in my house. I don't have Sabra in my house.
I do love making my own hummus. Now, do you?
Oh, see, I never do. I'm too lazy to make
my own.
I
did it once and it was horrific and I will never do it again when it's so cheap to buy it at the store.
Well, I think that's the thing is like, it is pretty accessible.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, although there are some things where I'm like, it's so hard to get this and it's so hard to get it good that I may as well just learn how to make it good.
Right. Yeah.
Hummus is not one of those things.
Exactly.
It's time consuming because you have to pick the little shells off of all of the chickpeas. Otherwise, it kind of clumps. And that's where you lose about an hour. But I just slap on a good murder podcast. Solving a mystery.
I feel like I could get stoned and get into that as like an activity, as like a repetitive activity.
Zen removing.
No screens.
Shedding.
Yes. That we did talk about that with the patriarchy of
the life hacking.
Hacking, where for life women, hacking. Us, it's like cleaning. Like, men, why don't you try cleaning instead of like climbing
doing
Mount
ice
Everest?
Bath while washing our kids.
Well, because it's the same.
Doing an ice bath these days.
Are you really?
That's what we need to talk about. We'll get to it.
Yes, we'll get to it. Now, I want to ask a question because one thing that I've been entranced by lately, which I have not experienced, but I'm really taken with the idea of these gigantic, the entire table as the charcuterie board. As you're more of a bowl person, it seems like. So what's your opinion on that?
I feel like
That's a $1,000 tray.
It's so much goes uneaten with those.
Yes.
And I feel like with boards in general, you see a lot of like, oh, and now this has been out, so it's kind of done. And
yeah,
it's like weird. Whereas like bowls of things, I'm like, these just go back in the bag.
Yes. Easy breezy.
But yeah, I feel like also like I appreciate the visuals of abundance.
Right.
Yes.
But I also like having more control in what touches each other.
Right.
100%.
And I'm not like one of the, like, I grew up being one of those picky eaters that's like, don't let anything touch anything else on the plate. And like, I'm not that person anymore because I'm an adult. But I think when you're doing like soft cheeses, when you have like meat, it's like things do just kind of spill into each other. And it's like, ugh, now I've got an olive in this thing that's like, that's not for olives. And it just feels messy.
You're getting mad at people. Like, who put the olives with?
Can I have a word? It's such a good point. It's such a good point because they are like $1,000. I think have that out there. So it's like there's not another snack than that.
Well, that's the thing. It's like then that's the snack. And you're like, oh.
I guess I'm back over here at the food table again.
Yeah. It's not for me, I don't think. I don't like... Give me that, but nachos.
Right.
Yeah.
Nacho table.
Nacho.
Oh my God.
Delicious.
I made nachos the other night for the first time in a while, and I was like, oof, we did it right.
What tortilla chips do you use when you do nachos?
I always forget the name of the brand because they have like 15 words on the front, and I'm like, which one is the name? But it's the ones that Tacombi sells.
Okay.
They come in the bag that's like green and yellow. And they're like really hard corn chips. Like they're really thick.
That's I think I have them really in my bodega crunchy. And
they're really good.
So good.
I'm all about texture.
Me too.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
Texture above taste, honestly.
Well, I get really mad with a nacho if somebody just slaps on like a cheese whiz.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Psychotic.
You need the beautiful melted
cheese. With a cojita. Cojita?
That's the like crumbly. Yes. Yeah. Which is so good. I like doing just like a shredded cheddar.
Okay.
Tortilla chips, cheddar, black beans, maybe meat if it's like a meat time, but often you don't need it.
Yeah.
Pop that in the oven for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Ooh.
I go oven.
Yeah.
Then
conventional. It's like, because then it's crispy and not like soggy. And then top it with like, I just like buy pico, hot sauce, sour cream, avocado, and then a ton of cilantro and green onion on top just to like make it really fresh.
So good. Yes.
So good. And then like a squeeze of lime.
I'm a little different with mine. Like, I got this from you. You told me about this to do ground beef with a taco mix, which I do at home. I never do packets because it's never hot enough for me.
Yeah.
Make it really nice and hot and then just have the chip, the ground beef taco, and then like a little sour cream and then a little.
Just dipping it.
Little pico.
Oh, so doing a dip. Yeah. Which I also like because then you're crunch all the time.
Yes.
It's very crunchy. Very crunchy.
get even amount of stuff. But, you know, sometimes on the nacho, I like it when it's just, oh my God, I got the big one.
Right, right. Yeah. Whoa, this one's still crispy underneath. Yeah. Like, it is kind of a fun excavation to participate in.
Which, what do we got going on over here?
Yeah, and again, like with like one other person, I think on nacho, like I made nachos for like me and a friend. We were watching old Real Housewives of New York.
Oh my gosh, 2009?
No, season eight.
Is that Scary Island?
That's season three. But season eight is when Lou meets Tom and is in love. It's before and then they get engaged. And it's the Miami trip where she's like, please don't say it's about Tom. And Bethany's like, it's about Tom. It's like truly, I mean, it's art. I defy any television writer to write something as good as anything anyone on The Real Housewives has ever said.
I've always myself.
The show was life changing.
It is, really, and I've always thought the editor should win the Comedy Tom Awards. Sawyer. Is it the Tom Sawyer or the Mark Twain Comedy Award?
They should absolutely be nominated in a category. Like, they, like, put them up against the people that write The Bear. I think they're better at doing comedy.
Exactly.
I love The Bear. I think it's a great show. It's just not funny.
I love it too, but it does stress me out very badly.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh, I'll laugh.
I need my hydroxyzine. I need a sedative.
Which, again, I love it, but it's like the editors of a Bravo show are more tapped into like creating laughs per minute than a writer of a dramedy at this point.
Yeah.
Which so good. I also am, so.
Now, tell us about these ice baths. What's going on?
So TikTok and Kelly Ben Simone both influenced me.
Oh my God.
I watched Ultimate Girls Trip when the old Roni gals go on their little like 6-day trip. And she did it and I was like, okay. And then I saw some people on TikTok doing it. Giant mixing bowl full of ice, fill it with water.
Okay.
Let it sit for a minute so that like the water gets cold. And then you just put your face in it for, you know, 5 to 15 seconds. And I have done it every single day since New Year's Day.
Wow.
It does feel really good. I also call that the mommy dearest because that's it's in the opening sequence of Mommy Dearest.
It is.
It's so good. It feels good. I actually think it's a great hangover cure.
It's great hangover cure. It depuffs my eye. I have like a puffy face in general and like my body like puffs up in response to literally anything.
I'm a puffer too.
Anything that
comes
in contact with it. It's like, what if your face was bigger? And I'm like, I don't know. Is that the solution, body? So like it does depuff my eyes in the morning, which get very like kind of like swallowed by my face. And then it also like wakes me up in a way that like, then it's not like every second until coffee is available is a nightmare. It's like, oh, I'm kind of up now. And if it takes me a minute to like get out the door or make coffee at home, we're good. We're awake. We're functioning. If somebody called, I could answer, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. I love this. Yeah. I love just doing it on the face. Cause we've talked to, I think it was Gina Brion. She was, she does the cold showers where she turns it all the way cold at the end. And then I don't feel like
push your chest into it.
And just to go me, into it.
I don't know. I feel that doesn't do it for me. Cause it's not, I don't think that that's cold enough to do what like a cold plunge or an ice bath does. Cause you're just like, a lot of your body's not getting hit with the cold water. So I feel like it's kind of just like a like.
I always inadvertently kind of like stick everything else out.
Yeah, you just have like,
and
your
I'm like, I did it. It's like all I did was like wastewater.
Yeah, the cold shower feels like self-harm to me. I've tried it. I hate it every time.
Yeah.
And even at my gym, if I go, like, I'll even do the cold shower and then go straight into the steam room, which is kind of fun. But, like, even then, I just feel like the whole time I'm just like, when does it stop? And I don't know if I need that stress in my life.
Yeah. I like a cold plunge, like, in a spa bath situation. Yes. I do like that. But I don't know if the cold shower does it for me. I'm like, to me, it's not the same like
better.
Shock to your system, which it feels in. Like that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it feels like that's like the point.
Well, we
like,
are.
Yeah. Oh, I figured.
We watch.
That's the whole show.
60 hours of TikTok.
Do you remember the like, I don't know if it was a myth, but it was like, oh, if you rinse your hair in cold water when you get out of the shower, it's going to be shinier.
Yes.
I remember like trying to
closing your pores.
Being like having my whole body like not under the water and then like making it cold and being like just the hair.
Yeah.
And it's like, it looked the same.
I want to try this.
All of that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. I think it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I really want to try the face plunge because I also get very puffy.
Yeah.
Sugar puffs me. Mm-hmm. Wine puffs me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have like 7 martinis and I wake up great.
Yeah.
But
one wine?
Glass of wine, it's like, I'm like, am I? I have moon face.
Yes.
It's
just am I on prednisone right now? Yeah, like, what's happening to me? But it is. So I like it for that. And like, even if it doesn't like visually change how I look, like I feel
you
like
feel
my eyes are more open.
Yeah.
Like I'm functioning.
A little face caffeine.
Yeah. Cause I always get when I'm tired, my eyes hurt, are just like the tired the most. And then the cold actually does the best thing.
Yes.
For you.
I will also say it like drains my sinuses every morning too.
Whoa, that's huge.
And I haven't been sick yet this year.
Yes. And flu shot?
Obviously, flu shot. I also got the Novavax COVID vaccine, which has like no side effects and is supposed to be like a little bit
chiller,
stronger in terms of like lasting longer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my friend who's like very on top of COVID stuff, her mom is very sick. She was like, get that one. And I was like, I'll do whatever you say.
Maybe after revisit, I stopped doing the boosters because
they were brutal.
It was every 6 months. And I was like, is that necessary? And I didn't do much research into it either.
So I did that for this season. I got the flu shot and then I got that vaccine, which was like a little harder to find, but it was like they had a CVS in Brooklyn. Like it's around and it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So like they just have it on hand in a better way.
Wonderful. It feels like the answer. In the parking lot.
Yes. Yeah. So we left it outside. Did you want them? So I haven't been sick, but I have very bad allergies in the spring. So I'm like already of like, oh no, which I feel like the ice thing is going to be really huge.
I used to do the neti pot, but the neti pot is so passe. I feel like nobody neti's. But you know what? The thing with the
it'll
neti
probably
pot,
resurge soon.
Knowing Gen Z, they're gonna act like they discovered it.
Yes, exactly.
Have you guys heard?
Yeah, but the neti pot. The thing with the neti pot is that you know it was great to drain, but every now and then I would not drain fully, and then I'd be out talking to people and maybe like bending over picking up something and just water dripping out, and you're like, I'm sorry. I'm so at a restaurant. Looking at the menu. And
it seems like that's what happens before. Like they're like, well, the aliens are here, and they got Katie first. Yeah, just like. But I find like so I'll do the face thing, and you have to breathe because you're in still water. Like you have to be breathing out through your nose the whole time, or else water just goes in. So you're breathing out, and I think like it constricts. Again, not a doctor.
Yes.
You guys tell me if I'm right. Since you are. Like I feel like. It just like freezes everything up in a way that like then like I go blow my nose, I'm good like all day.
Yeah, so great.
I'm not like, I mean like now I'm a little like
I'm a little wet.
Yeah, it's a little
anytime
wet.
Anytime I go outside, it's like you.
It's like
I'll be
cold.
Helping reading over someone's shoulder and just like drips coming out and you're like, oh god,
pardon me.
Yuck.
Now,
disgusting.
This is part of your morning routine. You were saying you've got like a whole new.
Yes.
Walk us through what's.
Here we go.
I love a morning routine. I love it.
I wake up usually holding my phone, which is still open to TikTok from 3 a.m. the night before.
Oh, do you have a hard time sleeping? Because I have to stop scrolling with, or I tell myself, do not do it tonight. You've got to wake up.
I know. I can't.
But I love it.
I do the same thing. It's so fun. I feel like it's my little treat for my brain.
I refuse to like dive into the world of like sleep hygiene and like have no screens in my bedroom. Like,
exactly.
I'm an adult. And I
accept
I need
it and move on.
This is the world.
Yeah, it's like
this
the whole the day you've been working. You've been doing your whole life the whole day.
And I try and like not look at TikTok except for like sometimes I'm like, okay, if you don't feel like working out and what you like, go get on the treadmill downstairs and just like you can walk and look at TikTok for 40 minutes.
It counts. It counts.
Yeah. It counts. It steps.
It steps.
It's limited because I get bored.
I'll eventually turn
you're learning
it off.
Yes.
What a narcissist is.
Yes.
Yeah, you're learning.
Yes.
But yeah, I will eventually like after, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, I'll watch a horrific video like the guy that got trapped in the Nutty Putty cave and died upside down, and then I'll be like, I think I should stop.
I saw another one of those and I wanted to send it to you. We're for some
what
reason
is this? I somehow got in cave death TikTok where I'm just
I
now
hate
getting
it, like when you watch one thing because you're like, oh my god, what's this, and then it's like, oh, would you love only this now, and you're like, no,
please, no, please help me, but then you can't stop watching.
Right,
there's a series of just horrific cave deaths.
Yes,
yes, showing them how they're over. Like
The man,
a guy just died.
He kept climbing in further and further, and then he climbed into a little hole, and then
died.
That was it.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah, and I will say TikTok. Sometimes, like, I'm like, oh no, I've had nightmares, and it's because of what I saw on TikTok, being beamed into my face. So I wake up. Riz the cat is usually like right on me. Mm-hmm. He sleeps right up against. I love him so much.
It's the best.
I just love him. What was I doing before I had a cat? My god. So then I'll look at like 10 minutes. I'll check my email. I'll look on my phone for like 10 or 15 minutes, but it is a real, like, okay, this is built into your time, but like, don't, this isn't the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Get up, brush my teeth, make my bed. I'm a bed maker.
Oh my gosh.
You got to.
Make the bed.
It's a game changer.
It's just like, you like walk into your bedroom, you're like, oh.
Yes. I'm an adult.
And if anything,
I'm paying my bills.
It also does it. It's not hard.
Right. Yeah. And it sets the tone of the day. And also if, if the rest of the day is shit, at least you come back to a made bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Messy bed, messy head. If my space is messy, I'm just flailing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a pretty, like, there are times in, like, my apartment, I'm like, oh no, things have really gotten out of control here. But, like, for the most part, like, there's not dishes in the sink. The bed is made. Most clothes are either away or, like, kind of on one chair.
Organized.
I'm organized.
It's great.
So, brush my teeth, make my bed, and then I go set up my, and I have the bowl just sits on the counter all day.
Okay.
I'm like, otherwise I'll be like, oh, I don't want to bend down and get the bowl.
Yes.
So I'm just like, leave the bowl out. It's part of the decor now. It's really ugly. I need a better system, but it's also the thing that I see.
We have to get you a nice fancy ceramic bowl then.
I know. I was thinking that.
Treat yourself.
This is just like an old plastic mixing bowl. And I'm just like, well, okay.
Set for success.
Fill it with ice. Fill in the water. And then I got really addicted to, you know, those little like shots of like ginger, lemon, turmeric.
Oh, yes, we have one in the fridge right now.
I truly am like, oh, all my money is going to this now. I'm trying to learn how to make them at home because I know it's cheap. You literally just need to blend up like a lemon and ginger and water and then like add turmeric and strain it. But I'm like,
what is it, like $5 a shot or something?
Yeah, they're so expensive. Mm. But like they have them right at checkout, like at my like store next door. Yeah. So I'm always So I'm addicted to those and this like fancy honey my friend gave me from Colorado. Honey. That's like
Manuka.
No, not Manuka honey, but it's like propolis live bee. I don't know. It's like she's like, it's medicine. And I'm like, I believe you. During COVID, like early days when we were like, what helps it? And I was like, eating honey like Winnie the Pooh. Pantsless, just like eating honey.
Can I say though, you should never feel bad about spending, even if it is slightly wasteful. Your health is your wealth, and it's an investment.
And it brings you joy.
Even if it's like completely like there are zero health benefits, I'm like, I enjoy this, and I know it's not bad for me, and I do so many things that are bad for me. Like just also, you could do something that's like
right.
Just you could be neutral. Smoking cigarettes. Yeah. You could be smoking crack.
Who cares?
Yeah,
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So I'll have a little like teaspoon of that honey. And then I'll do the shot.
Okay.
Back to back, which is really. And then you're kind of like, all right. And then I'll dunk my face in the ice bath for, I usually do like 2 10-second dunks. Okay. You have to start slow. I started, it was like 3 seconds. I was like, that's kind of all I can handle.
Wow.
I'm up to 10.
Okay.
Two of those, then go slather lotion on my face.
Okay.
And then deal with the coffee of it all.
Yes.
And then the day begins.
Yes.
But that's my morning routine.
I love it. There's something so soothing about just getting up and having the routine to just get you into the day, because when you don't have a routine, I'm kind of experimenting changing some stuff now. I'm like listening to a little affirmations. Oh. I'm like, where am I going? I'm trying to do a high protein right when I wake up.
I'm ready to talk to you about a high protein breakfast.
Yeah, because high protein, I got into this thing like the 30-30-30, which is like you get up, you have the 30 grams of protein.
Psychotic.
You go to do the 30-minute workout. I am not doing that. I did it for about a week and I was like, I can't. If I eat another chicken breast dry at the top of the day.
Chicken breast dry?
No, it's not good.
It's so crazy. Just eat sand.
I felt like a killer. I felt like a mad woman just eating a bird. Eating a bird before setting out. But I have now, I'm doing bars, barbells, which they're 20 grams of protein. It just tastes like a little chocolate bar. It's probably not great to have it every day. It's a sludge, but whatever. It's like a treat.
I mean, again.
It's protein. But when I have one in the morning and then I have a high protein lunch, I'm good for the day.
It's
like,
true.
I'm never like blacking out and coming to with a thing of Krispy Kremes.
Yes. You know?
Sure. I am. Well, I feel like also like I feel like we're all in the same boat of like I don't have a thing that happens every day at the same time anymore. Like my day is kind of rolls into it. Sometimes I'm like, I got to go do this and this. Yeah. And then some days I'm like, there's really nothing on the table until 6:30. So what's this? Go right.
Right. When you were doing your morning routine in my head, I'm like, please don't say you write for 30 minutes in the morning.
I mean, 30 minutes a day? Get 30 minutes a year is what's happening for me at this point.
I always try to do that, and it's never worked for me.
I know it's not me, and so I refuse to try.
Right?
Because I'm like, you will just feel like a failure, and there's no need to like add that into what's happening.
Exactly.
But I feel like having this routine has like, because I don't wake up and have a job that starts at the same time every day, it has helped me like start the day.
Yes.
And then I've been having a very good high protein breakfast.
Okay.
Listen.
What are you having?
English muffin.
Okay.
My favorite breakfast bread.
Love a
It's the best.
Toasted.
It's the best.
I'm a big fan of Bay's English muffins.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
They have a sourdough one too. So it's like a little, you get that like sour.
It's amazing.
The texture of the English muffin. I can't.
The nooks and crannies.
What is it?
What is it?
It's, what is it?
It's so freaking good.
Yeah. The crispiness is on another level.
It gets
level.
Crispy, but then it's still chewy.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, because like toast, sometimes you're like, well,
my roof of my mouth is destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. I've been eating glass all day.
Yeah.
So English muffin toasted. Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Which I know is like...
People are into cottage cheese now.
It came back hard.
I'm not grossed out by it, but it's never been a food that's been part of my everyday routine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do love it with fruit. See, it's such a good balance.
I go savory.
You go... Okay. That's a very Allison Roman
thing. I know. And I'm like, we already have an Allison with one L and brown hair. Oh, yeah. That is cool. We don't need you. So cottage cheese and then... chili crisp, like chili oil with like garlic and onions.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. I love a chili crisp. It goes with a lot of stuff.
It just that becomes what the flavor. And yes. I'm like, great. So now it's just like creamy, put that on, and then I keep at any given time I have some like soft boiled eggs or like hard boiled eggs that are like slightly jammy on the inside.
Oh, I love
in
jammy
my fridge.
Egg. Oh,
so then I like open one of those up, cut it in half, put half on each side of the English muffin. So you've got egg, you've got cottage cheese, you've got flavor, and you've got a little bit of a carbohydrate, which you do need.
We're back on carbs. I think
we're back on carbs.
What we did to carbs is really fucked up.
We constipated ourselves.
I know.
Yeah, and you then know, we made it seem like it was bad, and I was like, that's an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, especially like, of course, I follow like the health girlies on TikTok, and you know, it's a lot of like, this smoothie has 1,000 grams of protein. It's like, what? Where's that coming from?
Yeah.
You know, your stomach is not okay.
Right. Like, there's only so much of anything we can like process and digest at any time. Like I feel like whenever I pivot into like the mega high protein or like the like insane fiber or what, and I'm like, my body's like, whoa, what? Like what happened? We lie down. This is not going to work.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, you get the horrific gas pain that you're like, I need to stop what I'm doing.
Yes. You're like, should I hang upside down like a bat? What's the answer here?
Or like with doing keto, we just accepted that we were constipated for 3 days.
No.
Psychotic.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychotic.
Like, that's the medicine working.
But yeah, that breakfast has been my like go-to for the past like week, like month or so.
Now, do you something? I am a known person to have a breakfast and I'll eat it for a year straight and then I will never revisit it.
Never again.
Never again.
Never again. Like I will never eat this again after September.
Yeah. And then that's how I keep track of years.
Yes. Well, I go through where I text Alyssa Wolf, a very wonderful comic and person, and I'll be like, well, I'm off yogurt.
Yeah.
It's over. Yogurt is over.
That's how we start. Katie and I go into parties. We're like, we're done with nuts. Yeah.
It's I'm just in like, a new era.
I'm in my cereal era. You wake up one day and you're like, if I even have to look at yogurt, I'm going to throw up all over my countertop.
Yes.
Like, it's just like, there's, but like, I am like a creature of habit. Like, it's the same every day until like
something else comes along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing my green smoothies that I have been doing.
I love a green smoothie.
I was doing romaine. Or spinach, and then like celery, cucumber,
yum,
a
yum.
Little apple, a little ginger, and a lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had that every day for a
I
year.
Love that.
And now I'm like, if I taste it, if I see it, I will lose my mind because I started to feel oppressed by it.
It's a breakup.
You're like celery. Yeah. You
just can't.
You have to move to another city.
Yeah.
There's
you
nothing
can't.
Like it though. It hydrates you in such
oh,
a way.
I love you're that like, kind oh, of like so juice good. Or smoothie genre. The like lemon, ginger, greens.
I did that. I went through the celery phase, celery juice phase. They were supposed to say like, it makes your skin look amazing. Again, it's like we were just talking about like supplements. If I don't see plastic surgery results, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I went through so much like celery. Like I was buying like vats of it.
Yes.
And
that's insane.
Spending hours cleaning my juicing equipment that I was like, if I want to juice, I'm just going to go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always buy juice at the store. Juicing at home
I can't.
You're saying like with paying for the ginger, you are also paying for your time.
Yes.
Because cleaning a juicer is a nightmare. I use a Nutribullet.
It's like
so
cleaning,
I'm still getting the pulp.
Yeah.
You're clean. It's like cleaning a gun because it's such like blades and
it's so dangerous. At any point, it could kill you while you're taking care of it.
Yes.
Like, you should lock it up if there's a child in the home.
Yeah. It is really dangerous. We were talking about Katie got a mandolin and her and Mike, they called it was like the death box.
Yes. Because I was just going at it with the Brussels sprouts and I would never use the protector because then you just have half a Brussels
sprout. Right. You run out and then, I don't have a mandolin and I really want one because I think a lot of the things
I cook a lot. I do say it's worth it.
Yeah. And I think that it would like benefit my life. But I do a lot of cooking just like a little stoned or drunk and I just know that I'm going to lose a finger.
You will even sober.
Yeah.
You
will. That's the thing is like, and it's like, I'm nervous. I've used them before and I'm like, wow, this is like much better than like trying to thin chop cabbage. Yeah. But I just am like, this is not something I should have.
It will take your finger right off.
Right off.
And then you're like, okay, I have to call 911, I guess.
Yeah, that's the only solution. Yeah, so, I don't have one. I don't think it's for me.
Blenders and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, I can't. It's too much. No. Too many parts. I have it all displayed on the counter drying at one time. And to do it the next day, you're like, I've got TV to watch.
It's unsustainable. It really is unsustainable.
Yeah.
Unsustainable. I can't do it.
And then you go to the store, you're like, ugh, the juice is $10. But it's like, at what price is your sanity?
Yeah.
I'll pay $10.
Or like parts of your hand.
Yeah.
Like, I want to keep all 10 of my fingers and I'll spend $4.99 per ginger shot to make sure I do.
Yeah.
Now, Allison, I want to talk to you about, because in your bio, I was researching you for this.
We've only known each other for 15 years.
Let me get to the bottom of it. In your Instagram bio, you put on there that you're a light packer, which I didn't know about you. And I'm also obsessed with packing light. So I want to get into it a little bit about your ethos.
I moved to LA for 3 months and brought a carry-on.
I love this. This is
fascinating.
This is it because
fascinating.
You need the basics. You need the pieces.
Yes.
I feel like you should write a Substack.
I honestly am thinking about it.
Because I think you're good at writing and the little nuances of life I'm like really enjoying. And
I'm
all about tiny
details.
And professing life to your best.
Yes.
To live your best life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think part of my light packing, which I always was a light packer, mm-hmm. but I had like a full year where I couldn't have an apartment of my own because my identity was stolen and it destroyed my credit and I was in between apartments. Oh my God. So I couldn't get permanent living stuff. And I was between New York and LA and I had gotten rid of everything I owned and I was kind of just like living
liberating.
Out. It was very liberating. Like there was a moment where I was like, what have I done? This is not it. This is not the like fabulous entertainment career, adult, single woman. Like I was like, this is a hellish nightmare.
It's almost like you're being born again.
I like had a storage unit in like the meatpacking district that like Mike Racine had to like help me go drive all my stuff.
Bless his heart.
I know. Good old Mike. And like, I was like bopping around from like, I lived in the East Village for like 6 months. And then I was like, it was fun.
Yeah.
But I had very little. Mm. And I was just like, oh, I've learned how to make like things. Like now I could never live like that. I've accumulated a lot of stuff again.
Yeah.
In the last.
It doesn't take long.
8 years. Yeah, exactly. It's like suddenly you're like, well, I need some new kitchen stuff. And you're like, well, $8,000 later. Yeah. I have nowhere to stand in my house.
My bowls.
Everything's out.
My bowls. Yeah.
But I am like, my personal style, not to brag about how fabulous it looks right now, but like, I've really pared down to like, everything I own kind of works with everything else I own.
Capsule. Yes.
And
capsule,
like,
right?
It's very like capsule-y in the fact that like, there's not a lot of colors I wear. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty routinely like jeans and sweater, jeans and t-shirt.
Yes.
These, like, I don't wear heels. I don't, like, there's a lot of just, like, I've just narrowed into, like, what I really like wearing. And if I'm just going to a place where I'm wearing regular stuff the whole time, I'm like, this is a breeze. And I just, like, remember how many times I've opened up a suitcase on a trip on when you, like, and you're like, I wore one shirt the whole time.
Mine's hanging like, up seven soccer shorts for a four-night trip.
Like, I just want to be wearing, like, jeans and, like, a comfy but, like, respectable top. Like that's all I want to be wearing. And so once I realized that, I was like, oh, well, now I know how to pack.
I love this. I've been really getting into, I mean, I'll go on the road with a backpack.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. But there's something really freeing to just being like, I'm just gonna go. I need three outfits for a week.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry. Like, checking a bag is a hell. It's a nightmare that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And of course, like, the bag gets lost. There's so many things that could go wrong. I know.
We've really destroyed air travel.
It's a nightmare. It's
a once luxurious and convenient way to move around the world is now just like my worst nightmare part of my job.
It's Greyhound.
When you go to the airport, sometimes like it's like a third world country.
Truly.
Like, it's so populated. People are bringing, it feels like live chickens are in there. Yes.
Everybody's like birds moving. Are flying. Yeah, there's a lot of birds. And it's like, also there's like the inequity that exists in the real world outside of the airport is so heightened in there, because like you'll see someone eating like a piece of bread out of a napkin sitting next to someone who's drinking like a $29 bad martini at like a little restaurant that's like next. It's just like, oh, this is all terrible.
Yes. It's truly bizarre. Now, are you a packing cube person?
No, but okay. I am interested.
I am a packing cube person.
I have just not kind of pulled the trigger on that, but I really feel like it would be something I would enjoy.
I got a new set of packing cubes, and first of all, they're a fun Hawaiian print. It's like Hawaiian beach.
Where'd you get them?
I got them on Amazon, which I don't usually shop, but I had my eye on these forever.
That's how I talk about everything, where I'm like, it's from Amazon. I don't shop on Amazon, but it's like every time somebody asks me about something, I'm like, it's from Amazon.
Yeah,
I do apologize. I did, but I felt terrible about it.
Yes, and I regretted it. All that matters.
Yeah. But they're great though. They're a lovely thick canvas, and what I love about them is like you pile everything in, and then it actually has the other zipper that cinches all the way around, so it gets it tight.
I like that.
Really, and I've got like six different sizes, so I only usually bring like two, like a big one and a little one, but it just makes me feel so much better to not have loose panties in the suitcase.
Yeah, I don't like digging.
Picture it popping open.
I don't enjoy the digging process, so as long as I can keep certain things in compartments,
I tend to use a little like laundry delicates bag for bras, underwear, and socks. Yeah. So at least those, and then like toiletries are obviously in their own thing. And then it's like everything else is pretty modular anyway.
You're right. Because I feel like all you have to do is just like a pair of jeans and a few tops.
Yeah, that's all I need.
How many shoes do you bring? Because shoes are a big space killer.
I mean, I am not, for somebody who like does love buying things.
Yeah.
Shoes were never something that I was like, I need a lot of shoes. Like,
yes.
I think part of that's like my spine is made of metal at this point. And like, I can't, like, I'm just like, I'm always just like, I'm wearing sandals. It's February. Like, I can't, I'm just like,
which
I don't
we
even,
love
I mean,
those.
I love, I love like a cozy sock and a Birkenstock, because I'm still like at my core, just like a liberal arts college student.
I know. I'm like, NPR, bring it on. Yeah.
I'm like, everything in my tote bag is organic. And also, I'm the worst. But I don't have a lot of, I've my shoe shopping is pretty like narrowed into like, how many can I wear this almost anywhere?
Yes.
Like I have like my fancy loafers, Gucci, and then
I know
a white,
I love them,
and a white sneaker and a sandal. And that's like pretty much my whole year's worth of shoes. And then like I have some ankle boots that I'll wear sometimes, but like when I'm packing for a trip, like I tend to just need two of those shoes.
Yeah.
So I'll wear one, I'll pack one. I'll wear sneaks, I'll throw some fancy shoes in there that are still flats and like casual and pretty easy to pack around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving the ballet flats are in again now. I'm like, these are my, I mean, no arch support,
but
who
like
cares?
From a packing perspective, it's
oh my God,
you can do 20 in there.
Yeah. Whole bag full
good
of them.
Do you ever do like a Nuuly or a clothing box? Have you ever partaked in one of those?
No, I'm a hunter gatherer. Like I'm a
collector.
Like Lohmann's closing was kind of like a formative moment for me. When it closed, I was a lifetime Lohmann shopper, and like the hunt of like, here's 85 racks of mostly garbage, but within that you'll find like a Marc Jacobs collection skirt for $50.
The thrill is like nothing else.
That's why I still enjoy TJ Maxx and a Marshalls, even though a lot of it's crap.
Yeah.
You can get some pieces in there.
Find stuff. And like, you know, it's harder and less fun and there's less places to do it. And
yeah, New York, you can't do it here.
There's less good stuff like making its way to that at this point. Because like there was a moment where like every clothing manufacturer, including the high level ones, like oversold everything and then like had too much or like whatever. and we've like kind of moved back from that. But like I buy a lot on the Real. Okay. I like consignment stuff at this point. Oh, I feel like that's like an ethical move I'm making. I'm like, if I'm gonna spend money and ship something, it should at least not be new.
Do you sell on the Real?
I do sometimes sell on the Real. Yeah. I had a real, my shopping addiction was very intense for a while in like the, my like pre-comedy days. Yeah. And I still have a lot of the stuff that like is really nice. And so like some of it when I'm like, just from a size perspective, this is a useless garment to me. So I've sold some stuff. And sometimes like I'll buy something and have it for a while. And I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing this as much as I thought I was going to. Why don't I just sell it? It's like a long process that like at the end of the day, it's like, well, three months later, I got $14 for something that I spent $300 on. Yeah. But I am like, well, at least it's not in my closet anymore.
And it went
as an option that I thought I had because it wasn't.
And you didn't throw it into the ocean.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I tend to do that with dresses for like fancy events too, because I'm like, I'll just buy a dress from the Real, wear it to an event and then sell it back on the Real. Right. It's kind of like a, what's the rental?
It's rental.
Runway.
Yeah.
It's like rent the runway, but like there's just kind of better
little
stuff.
Shipping,
I do
shipping.
That with Poshmark where I'm like, I'm basically, it's a barter system with other ladies.
Yes.
Like I want to get something. I can usually find it there. Once I've worn it and I've had my fun with it, I move it on and get something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. You're tapped into a community.
Yes.
Well, women are all about community. And I think that we like built that kind of like economy because we're like, well, this is something we understand.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yes.
That's what Poshmark is.
Yeah.
It's not white collar crime.
Right. No, it's fine. We're just trading fancy dresses.
Allison, it was so amazing to have
oh
you
my God.
On.
Yes,
so much fun. I know.
I could talk to you gals for
oh my gosh.
Truly
right?
ages.
An eternity. An eternity.
Really?
Tell our listeners where they can find you, what they can keep in touch and look up.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter still.
I love Twitter still.
Your Twitter is fun. It keeps
me going.
I'm going
down with the ship.
I am too. I've accepted
opinions
it.
About salads.
Yeah, it's
and
a lot of
I
me screaming
it.
Like lime is a good popsicle flavor.
And it is.
And it is.
So it is.
And I'm on TikTok. I've only posted two TikToks and they're both from like 6 months ago at this point. And one of them is just a zoom in of my cat staring at me from the bathroom. And the other one is me commenting over the Westminster Dog Show telling you which brand each dog is. And I was like, this bulldog is Carhartt.
Yeah.
Like, just very silly. But I, then I gave up immediately on doing that again. So you can follow me on TikTok if you want to. And Instagram and Twitter at Allison Libby, AllisonLibby.
I love you on Twitter because you start some shit sometimes with the funniest, the bodega one. Where
the bodega tweet is still, like, I think I won't quit Twitter because
the
bodega
garbage
tweet.
Can, right? What? You had a garbage can one?
I think so.
I forget. But the bodega one was wild.
The bodega one was like, if we have like 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute. Yeah, this one was really funny to me.
To me, it's the funniest thing that's ever happened. But I like tweeted, I was like stoned and I like, it was like fall 2020. So like we're still like, just like, the phone is everything.
Yes.
And I tweeted like, hey, people who live outside New York, where do you go to buy paper towels and Diet Coke? And oh, what are those peanut M&Ms? Yeah, I'll have some of those too. Like, and it's just like a joke about how like I'll buy candy literally whenever I see it.
Yeah. And we can do it on a daily basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, there's always candy around and I can buy it. And it's distracting to me when I'm trying to buy like necessities like paper towels and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And everybody like got really offended that it seemed like it was like New York City elitism of like, oh, where do you... And then everybody was like, oh, a gas station? Because I'm an American. And I was like, cool, you shop at a gas station. I don't know like what kind of own you think this is, but like Kellyanne Conway's husband weighed in, Chance the Rapper weighed in.
Wow.
It went viral, but like I kind of like tweeted it and then like went and like made dinner and was like, it was the night before I was like moving too.
Oh,
so I was just
God.
like chaos in my apartment. And then I like come back to my phone and like I couldn't even like open Twitter because it was refreshing so much that it like kept just being like,
did you think that was gonna happen to you with this tweet? That's the funny thing.
It's always those
it's
tweets.
Nothing.
It's never where you're like, here's a really controversial take.
Yeah.
Everybody's like,
yeah.
You're like, by the way, I have a whole one woman play about abortion. If
truly
you want to weigh in,
never got doxxed over that. But when I was just like, hey, where do you shop if you don't live in New York? Also, I love candy. Everybody's like, I wish you were dead.
Yeah.
But like, it became so big, and like everybody was like dunking on, and I was like, oh, I don't feel like you can't make me feel bad about this because I don't care enough to feel bad. And I remember
I also like own it.
Yeah.
Lean into it.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I was like, I hope this is, I like tweeted, like, I hope this ends up on New York One tomorrow. And like, sure enough, they talked about it on New York
oh
One. And I'm like the world's biggest fan of New York One. I think it's a public utility that should be available to every
one.
Single
it's a comedy
New York
show.
Weather on the Ones.
Weather on the Ones.
Oh, yeah.
When they fired Eric Adame, I was just like, you can't. I have a lot going on with them. I love them. But it was like on, and everybody was like, texting me like, are you okay? Like, this is so scary. And I was like, I'm having the time of my life. This is the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. I want to make merch with the bodega items from the tweet.
Yes.
Yes.
With like
yes.
a little like paper towel, Diet Coke and peanut M&Ms.
And right. like a threat on your life.
So yeah, you can still find me on Twitter.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Fun to be had.
Refuse to leave.
Thanks for listening, Lady Journey.
Lady Journey.